This is a replay of Monday Night Trivia on February 26th. We started right at 10 o'clock on WGN Radio. If you don't hear yourself on it, it's because you didn't call. I hope you'll rectify that soon. We're live Monday through Thursday evenings and let sports preempt us. That's from 10 to 1 Central. Dial 888-876-5593. My toll-free number from OneVoip. For the world's best customer service, it's OneVoip. Check them out at the number 1-VOIP.com. You'll be really glad you did.
Direct from the edge of the lunatic fringe, it's the Raleigh James Show.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James, and we do have 3 hours of trivia, and I'm ready for you. Are you ready for me? Got lots of ways for you to win. Of course, the prizes aren't worth the postage it takes to get them to you, so you're doing it really for the fun of it. Now, we have a straggler from last week as far as a question I've thrown out. 20 years ago, a major research study in the United States revealed that 39% of Americans describe themselves this way. What way? And it was Barna Research, by the way. All right, so now there's my question. I also have bumper stumpers and a nice theme, too, I think. So if you know the artist, or in one case, I'm going to ask more about the title. But if you know the theme, even better. Either way, it's an easy win. Now, when you don't have an answer for me on the question or the bumpers, you can have your own category because everybody knows something about something. And we prove that every week. Yeah. Barry will prove it again with Beatles. That's his topic of choice. But we haven't heard from Fred in Huntsville, Alabama in quite a while, and he wants to do charts. So let's start it right there. So, Fred, welcome back to WGN. Where have you been?
Thank you very much. Well, it's because I've been asleep.
Oh, well, you know, sometimes sleep is the answer.
Well, I listen to you on Tuesday while I'm walking during the day.
Oh.
But I can't call you because my wife wants me to be asleep with her.
Oh, okay. And she's early to bed and early to rise?
Not that early, but early enough.
Okay.
Earlier than us.
Okay. All right. So, yeah, I got to bed about 5:30 this morning. So, yes, I think everybody gets to bed before me. However, you can always listen to the replays. I'm glad you're up now. Is she asleep?
Well, we just got back from India, and I have a cold, and I'm being isolated.
Oh, India, huh?
Yeah, we spent 2 weeks in India on a Rhodes Scholar Tour. That's another name for Elder Hostel, for tours for old people over 50.
Well, that's great. So what was your biggest surprise in India?
Oh, it was so interesting. The most interesting thing was there's cows and monkeys on the street, and that's normal. And every 15 seconds, it seems in some places, either a beggar or somebody trying to sell you something. And you have to completely ignore them because it's just one after another.
Oh.
And one part, we were on a Jeep, and three people shoved stuff in our faces. And you got to completely ignore them. And the only time that they relented was when the Jeep took away. The Jeep drove away. Otherwise, they would have done it forever.
Now, let me ask you something. Cows, I know, are sacred, so it makes all the sense in the world that there's lots of cows. After all, they have the right-of-way. But now, what's this about monkeys?
Well, they're on the street, too, everywhere. It's
yeah,
the same
why,
thing.
Though? I mean, they're not sacred.
I didn't ask. I don't know. You know, all I know is I just saw it, and it was an interesting trip. We did, you know, lots of touristy things,
yeah.
The Taj Mahal, the Red Fort. And this was a two-week tour.
Wow. Wow. So you got to see the whole subcontinent, did you? Drive all around?
No. I think it's just like northern India.
Oh, okay.
Just one little part. No.
Okay. All right.
We took airplanes. We took one plane from Delhi to Varanasi.
Uh-huh.
I think so. And then Varanasi back to Delhi to leave. I could be getting the cities wrong, but I know we took two planes, Indian planes.
Yeah. Well, that's interesting. You're a brave soul.
It was a lot of fun. It really was. I enjoyed it.
Good.
It really opens up your perspective to how people in the world live.
Yes.
It makes you so grateful to be in this country.
Yes, yes. And so frightened when you see what's coming across the border every day. So, yes.
Yeah, oh, God.
Yeah, so interesting. Yeah, well, you see the upshot of what happens when there's too many people. I mean, India's a case, in point for that. Yeah, so where are you going next?
I have no idea. I'm burned out.
Well, welcome back to Alabama. All right.
Yeah.
So you want charts from June of 1976. Shall we do June 12th?
I'll try, yeah.
All right.
Should ask for one question, but I didn't.
What? Oh, that's what it said you wanted on the board. Was there something else you wanted?
I should have asked for, like, Beatles trivia or something, because that's one question as opposed to 10.
Oh, well, that's all right. But these should be, this is like your graduation from high school year, right?
Yes, it is my graduation from high school year.
I remember that, yes, because you went to school in Malvern, didn't you?
Yes, I did. Boy, you remember.
I tried. Phelps
School, Malvern, Pennsylvania, 1976.
Yeah. So, okay, all these records were on the air, certainly on WFIL and on Wibbage. So, number one, Silly Love Songs.
Oh, some people silly love songs. Mm-hmm. Oh, Paul McCartney.
Yeah, Wings, I'll take it. Number two.
Yeah.
Get Up and Boogie.
Oh, boy. I don't know.
The Silver Convention. Number three was Misty Blue.
Oh, boy. I've heard of the song, but oh, boy. I don't know.
That was Dorothy Moore. Number four was Love Hangover.
Oh, God. Oh, boy. Love Hangover.
You can do this.
This
would be a Motown record, and this would be a female vocal.
Oh, boy. I don't know. Don't say Diana Ross.
There you go.
Know.
We have a winner. All right. Number five, because you got to get the rest of them right, so I'm going to help you all I can. Number five, Happy Days.
Happy Days?
Yeah, you remember the theme song from Happy Days.
Oh, the theme song from Happy Days.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy. I don't know.
That was Pratt and McLean.
There's no way.
Yeah, how about Shannon?
Shannon? Christopher Cross?
No, Henry Gross.
Oh,
but,
boy.
That's all right.
Oh, Shannon.
Yeah.
Shannon.
Yeah. Sarah Smile, you know that.
Oh, that's Hall & Oates. I've seen them.
Of course it is. And Shop Around is number nine, obviously.
That's Smokey Robinson, The Miracles?
Well, not in 1976, it wasn't.
Oh, just Smokey Robinson?
No, it wasn't even a miracle. They did the original, that's for sure. But this was a remake by a duo on A&M.
Oh, boy.
You can do this.
They
came to fame by doing a song that Neil Sedaka wrote, actually. And it's a husband and wife.
Captain Tennille.
Thank you. Number nine. More.
More. Or Andrea True Connection.
Yes, you know your pornography. All right, number 10. Fool to Cry.
Fool to Cry. Oh, boy. Fool to Cry. Oh, boy. Oh, boy. That I should know. Oh, boy. I'm a fool to cry. Oh, boy. Oh, I don't know.
The Rolling Stones.
Oh, pfft.
So it's very interesting that you knew Andrea True right away. I'm not going to ask any questions, but I hope you will call back soon when your wife is again asleep or sequestering you so we can do this again.
Well, about 20 years ago, I went to a Temptations concert before I was married, over 20 years ago, and it was a dance concert, and two girls actually asked me to dance.
Oh, how nice.
Being the geek that I am.
No, that's wonderful. All right.
This was before I was married.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, so have you been dancing much since then?
Oh, we do. Oh, we do something called contra dancing, where a caller calls out what you're supposed to do, and they have a live band. That's how we met. We do that about once a month. That's lots of fun, and it's good exercise. Oh, we do lots of dancing, yes.
Wow. All right. Good deal. So, I know that's like a folk dance, long lines of couples. So, No, I was saying in the R&B world, you know, there's a lot of line dances like that, the Madison, the Stroll, all that. But it's a little different in folk, so that's interesting.
Yes, it's always live music, and they're very good musicians because quite a few of them come from Nashville.
Yeah.
So that's where we get our musicians from.
Well, very good. All right. Well, it's great to hear from you, Fred. Welcome back from India.
Thank you. Okay. Thank you. Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye. Yeah, bye. Always good to hear from Fred in Huntsville. So 888-876-5593 is 8888-RALEIGH. We'll get to Barry in New Hampshire. He wants his Beatles, of course. Why do I even bother? But he'll know it coming up, and maybe you will too. So again, let me look at the question here. I'm going to give you your first bumper stumper in moments too. 20 years ago, a major research study in the United States revealed that 39% of Americans describe themselves this way. What way? I was surprised. Yeah, and it was published in American Demographics, so it must be real. Yeah, right. All that and more coming up on WGN Radio.
One, two, one, two, three. Five, six, seven, eight, nine, 10 times a day I could love you. More and more every time you say that we are through and you go away for a day or two. 20 and a 30 and a 40 and a 50 and a 60 seconds a minute I'm thinking of you. If you love me like I love you, what a merry, merry world this would be to me. What a merry, merry world this would be. Love you like you mean it. Love is something you shouldn't miss. The way it looks to me like you don't even know how to get ready for a kiss. Gosh, oh my golly gee, by Willie, 'cause I wish you wouldn't treat me oh so doggone cold. Come close to me, 'cause I want you to see. And don't be afraid if you get a funny feeling, darling. Don't be afraid to love.
6, 7, 8, 9, 10. WGN Radio, I'm Raleigh James. Okay, so who is that? And that was recorded in 1957 and didn't want released for 20 years. Finally, in 1976, it came out on an album. But who are they? And that's our first bumper stumper, so I am guessing you will not be able to figure out the theme. Although you came close last week for being that quick on it, but we'll see. All right, so who are they? 888-876-5593-8888-ROLLYE. And yes, without further ado, it is Barry in New Hampshire. How's it going, Barry?
Good.
All right, so you, of course, want the Beatles. We know you want the Beatles. So here is the deal. This is a police sergeant, a detective, who made a name for himself busting Donovan and Mick Jagger and Keith Richard and then half of the Beatles, John and Yoko and George and Patty, for possession of cannabis. He was later arrested himself for perjury. What was his last name?
Pilcher.
Yep. Pilcher is absolutely right. That's him. I wonder how he did in prison.
Yeah, probably not well.
Yeah. All right. Well, as usual, I told you, you aced these Beatles questions, so that's great. Thank you.
Okay. I think sometime this week I might call to ask about different radio stations, the letter, how they arrived at the letters for the radio station like WGN, World's Greatest Newspaper.
Okay. Yeah, I'll be happy to talk about that call, and we'll talk about call letter derivation.
Perfect.
All right. Good deal. Thanks. So we will add to Barry's stash. I will have John do that because he is absolutely right. Of course, we knew he would be with his Beatles question. Yeah. All right. So let's see what our question. 20 years ago, a major research study in the U.S. revealed that 39% of Americans describe themselves this way. What way? All right. So Bruce in Elwood's taking a guess. How you doing tonight, Bruce?
Well, I'm doing pretty good, Riley. How you doing?
All right. Good. You're sounding good.
Yeah, I'm feeling better.
All right.
I think on your question might be introverted.
You know, it's probably true, but that's not it.
Oh, okay.
All right. Thanks for trying.
Okay, thanks, Riley.
Good deal. So, yeah, I would assume that you'd be surprised because I'll get phone messages from people who will not call the show. And, in fact, Julie in Atlanta. Hi, Julie. She says she's very timid. She's called once or twice on the show, but usually will just leave a message when she wants a song and things like that, which she does. But I had mentioned that I have this I don't even know what adjective I want to use. But anyway, it's obviously a very misguided, very sick individual who leaves literally dozens and dozens and dozens of phone messages. And I mentioned that, and Julie said, I hope it's not me. No, Julie, it's not you. All right. So, but that's why sometimes I don't hear your message. Just because when I see a whole host of them coming from, and I can usually tell they're spoofing the caller ID numbers, but I can tell. So I just delete the whole bank. And sometimes real calls go with it. And my apologies if that's you, but there's really no way around that because we're not about to listen to them. All right. So Marianne in Chicago heard a bumper she knows. What'd you hear, Marianne?
Hey, how you doing today, Riley?
All right. How about yourself?
Okay. I believe that was the Moon Glows.
That was the Moon Glows. Yes, it was.
And I also believe that they played one of their songs on a commercial for Macy's this Christmas.
Really? Which one?
Hey, Santa Claus. Hey, Santa Claus.
Oh, I'll be darned. Well, good for them. I hope there's someone left to get a royalty.
Well, and you know what? It was a really cute, well-done commercial.
Wow.
With a little boy going with his dad through the department store, and when he got to the toys, he covered his eyes, and he checked out some perfume, and then he went to go see Santa Claus, and he gave Santa Claus a nice, comfy pair of house slippers.
All right.
And I was like, it was just so cute. I don't like commercials usually, but this one was just so cute.
Yeah, I don't either. But some of them are great. And in fact, Carol, who does the world's best show prep, hipped me to that Dunkin' Donuts commercial that was in the last two Super Bowls, and the one from not this past couple weeks ago, but the one from the year before was absolutely hilarious.
So, oh, I don't remember.
Yeah. Well, you'd have to see it, and you could, because all you have to do is put Dunkin' Donuts Super Bowl 2023 commercial, and YouTube will have several versions of it for you.
That's a good idea.
Yeah,
short
and long, but I think you'll laugh at that. But absolutely, that was the Moon Glows. All right, so obviously you don't know what they have in common with anybody else on the list because you haven't heard the rest of them yet.
No, not this time.
but you probably will. So hang on, we'll confirm that and add to your stash. All right, so Marianne's absolutely right. Now, we're going to find out what's going on in the world at large. Come back to Lisa and Chris and Brian. You too. Monday Night Trivia on WGN Radio.
Someone come knocking at my back door somewhere alone about midnight. Someone come knocking at my back door somewhere along about midnight. I wonder, yes, I wonder, yes, I really, really wonder who could that someone be. Somewhere along about 11:44, saw someone knocking at my back door. Hurried to the kitchen to look what I could see. Behind the little sleep I had, I barely could see. Someone coming knocking at my back door, just like they did before. She was a foxy little mama with great big hips, pretty long hair, pretty red lips. 5'2" with eyes of blue, and knew exactly what to do. She went
bam, 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 and a boom, 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 knocking at my back door.
This cat is wrong at a ringside seat. She had great big ears and funny little feet. She's 6'2", dressed polka dot blue, and she looked like something from the Brookville Zoo.
Bam, 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 and a boom, 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 knocking at my back door. Bam, bam, boom, and
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. All right, I don't want to know who the group is. You obviously know who the group is. I want to know what is the name of the song. All right, so, and you might know that as well, but the group, obviously you know the group because it's too much like their hit. But what's the name of that song? So there you have that. Now, in addition, we have all sorts of choices for you. You can have your own category, and we're going to prove that with 40s movies from Lisa and Angel TV trivia from Leah and Lost TV trivia from Paul. Chris has a request, and Brian wants charts from 1971. All right, but for those of you wondering about my question and maybe wanting to give an answer, 20 years ago, a major research study in the United States revealed that 39% of Americans describe themselves this way. What way? All right, surprise the hell out of me. That's all I can tell you. Maybe I shouldn't have been. Maybe I travel in the wrong circles. I don't know. But anyway, Cleveland Dennis knows who they are, but do you know the name of the song?
Bim Bam Boom, like the magazine.
Absolutely right. That's right.
Yep.
So now we've had Moon Glows and we've had El Dorados. What do you think the theme is?
Well, I know it's doo-wop.
Actually, no, it may not be. It will not necessarily be. But keep listening. Maybe you'll know the theme. But you absolutely were right. Bim Bam Boom, the El Dorado. So hang on. We'll confirm your address, and that's the deal.
I want to make a request.
Oh, of course you do. Let me find a piece of paper here that I will actually save. What a concept. All right. And we have Cleveland Dennis wanting to hear
Beside You by the Swallows. You were talking about the bird groups last week.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Well, there's the Swallows.
All right.
Beside You.
Absolutely.
And then,
all right.
In the, we kind of miss Buddy Holly's, you know, airplane death crash and all that because it was on the weekend. But how about Black Slacks by...
Oh, God, Joe Bennett and the Sparkletones. Okay.
Exactly.
Joe Bennett, Black Slacks. Black Slacks. Okay, sure.
All right.
All right, hang on, don't go away. All right, so...
No problem.
Absolutely right. It is Bim Bam Boom by the El Dorados. All right, so we've got two down, and we put Cleveland Dennis on hold. And we talked to, well, firstly, Chris had a request, so let's find out what it is. So, all right, Chris in Greenwood, South Carolina, what is your request?
Hey, I just want to pay tribute to the late Bill Hayes that played Doug on Days of Our Lives. He died recently, like last month.
Yes.
And he was a singer, and I want to request two of his songs.
That's here. What are they?
One is called Waltz of the Wind from 1951.
Okay.
And two is Wandering from 1958.
Okay, I'll listen to them both, and we'll see what we can do. Chris, thanks for calling.
You're welcome, Robbie.
All right, good deal. So, Greenwood, South Carolina, learning to write down who requests what to. Although when I screw it up, and believe me, I screw it up, we have Carol, who sets me straight and makes me sound like I know what I'm doing, and that is hard. We've got Brian and Joliet. Welcome to WGN Radio.
Good evening.
How's it going?
I'm here. How are you?
Well, I'm glad you're here. How are you feeling?
Well, I'm hanging in there, and I have a request.
Yeah, I do.
Uh-huh.
What would that be?
I'd like to hear There Is by the Dells from Harvey, Illinois.
Uh-huh. All right. I can do that.
Yeah, you know they sung backup on Barbara Lewis,
Hello Stranger. Yes, and many other things as well, but yes, infamously on Hello Stranger. Yeah.
I love that song.
I do too. And she wrote it, and it took her till she was retired to get her royalties.
Well, that's a shame.
Yeah, it was. But eventually, she got some of them anyway. I won't say all of them, but some of them. Yeah.
Yeah, I love that song since I was a kid.
Oh, yeah. And the flip side, Think a Little Sugar is a great song, too.
I never heard that one, but I'm sorry I never got to see her in concert. But and then I'd have a question after I do Chart Toppers, if you have the time.
Okay. Well, let's do. You want August 1971. How's August 14th?
Fine.
Okay, number one, how can you mend a broken heart?
Bee Gees.
Number two, Mr. Big Stuff. Who do you think you are?
Jay Knight.
Yes. Number three, Take Me Home, Country Roads.
Bob Denver.
John Denver.
John Denver.
That's okay. Yes. No, I don't think Gilligan's singing, so I know exactly what you mean. Yeah. That's fine.
John Denver.
Yeah. Number four, Dragging the Line.
Tommy James.
Number five.
The Shondells.
Yes.
Maybe minus the Shondells, yeah, right. But it was Tommy James.
Yes, it was. Number five, You've Got a Friend.
Carole King.
No, this is August 1971.
Oh, James Taylor?
Yes. Number six.
Carole King wrote it.
Well,
right.
I know Peter Asher. It was the producer of it. She might have written it. I don't know. I'd have
to look.
She
wrote a lot of great songs.
Yeah,
Carole King.
Absolutely,
Goffin.
Yeah, and some stuff with other lyricists as well. Number six, Indian Reservation.
Paul Revere and the Raiders.
Yes, I'm sorry to say. Number seven, Beginnings.
Oh, Chicago.
Yes. Number eight. What the world needs now is love. And think about it, because we're talking about 1971.
So that'd be a cover of Jackie DeShannon.
Well, it not only would be a cover, it would just be an atrocity as far as I'm concerned, but quite a big hit.
Hmm. Carpenters?
No. It's a production record. And it's somewhat of a...
What the world needs now is,
yes,
love.
Yes, a production record, and it's somewhat of a statement record. I don't know what it is.
Well, the original was, wasn't that, that was Burt Bacharach and Al David.
Yeah, of course, that's has nothing to do with this, believe me. You should know this because...
The world needs now.
Yes, and
love.
Think of it as a production record. And think about it as, I don't know what that is. All right, and you'll see what
it
I mean.
It wasn't John Lennon.
No, God. You're not close. You're not close. Let's see. I'm trying to see if I have.
I give up.
Yeah. Okay, so
here. Heard that.
Well, you have because it was a hit. But if you don't remember it, it's for the best. Here you go.
What is segregation?
I don't know what segregation is.
What is bigotry?
I don't know what bigotry is.
What does hatred mean?
I don't know what it is.
What is prejudice?
I think it's when somebody's sick.
Yeah, so you don't remember that?
Now I do, but words being 100% opposed to bigotry and prejudice is a great thing.
Oh, yeah, well, absolutely. It was Tom Clay. Tom Clay was a disc jockey in a number of cities, including Detroit, where he was at the time. And that was it was a kind of a combination of What the World Needs Now is Love and Abraham Martin and John. And he produced that on Mo West. and that was number 8 in the week of August 14th, 1971. Yeah, see, that's why I kept saying, I don't know what it is. I figured you might pick it up from that. All right, number 9, Mercy, Mercy Me.
Marvin Gaye.
Yes, and number 10, Signs.
Pardon?
Signs.
Signs?
Yes.
Would that be the five-man electrical band?
Of course it will. Everywhere's a sign. Yes, you're 100% right. Well, 90%, you've won.
Well, that's great, and I'll be receiving a generous awards like you sent about over a year ago.
Yeah, right, exactly. Yeah, you get certificates for each win, and you get like tabloids or DVDs or CDs, but we've been really late in sending them out, and mostly it's because most of my days were going to therapy and things like that, and we always say, we're going to have to do prizes. We will eventually.
Sorry if you have been unwell.
Well, no, you know, stroke recovery is a multi-year thing, so we just go. So anyway...
I had a question.
Yes.
This would be in your area. Do radio stations, as far as your understanding, radio stations, do they have permission to jam out signals louder and softer as they wish?
No. No, they don't. You're licensed for a certain amount of power, and if you're an FM station at a certain height, and you're licensed on a certain frequency, and you'd better not overstep your bounds.
Well, that answers my question then.
Well, why? Now, the only exceptions have been when the FCC has made changes in South Florida because of some of the Cuban jammers. But even then, it wasn't a case of they say, oh, yeah, you can have a million watts. No, it doesn't work like that.
So they need special permission.
Well, and
you said to the FCC.
Yeah, but you wouldn't get it. That's what I'm saying anymore. You wouldn't get it. It would have to be something. When the FCC set up Radio Marti in Key West years ago, Cuba retaliated by blasting a lot of South Florida frequencies, and they had to do something, and they did. But other than that, regardless, there are hard, fast rules, because this is all about interference with other stations. And AM propagates differently than FM. The rules are different, but there certainly are rules. And then you also have international treaties. You know, Canada and Mexico, for instance, they might have a clear channel on a certain frequency, so there's things we couldn't do on that frequency. So,
well, when a certain station bleeds over another station, that would be considered an illegality.
Well, you see, now that's interesting. You're talking about somebody who maybe is at 1210 on the dial, and you can pick them up at 1200 and 1220 like that. They're just splattering all over the case. Is that what you're talking about?
Bleeding over into another signal coming in and out.
Well,
I know some of it has to do with that.
Oh, well, now, if you're talking about at night, that's the ionosphere layer. And stations are not licensed based upon what's going to happen in the ionosphere. So
it's according to you, then it's not unusual to have a radio station come in out of one city stronger, and then usually not be able to pick it up.
Well, again, if you're talking about, say, 50,000 watt stations at night on AM, they're going to have two basic ways of propagating. One is their ground signal, which is just the way it would be in the day as well. The other is their sky wave, bouncing off the ionosphere layer. And, depending, it's very normal for you to be able to pick up stations that are broadcasting with a sufficient amount of wattage, hundreds if not thousands of miles from where the transmission point is. And some
even
nights,
on a transistor radio?
Oh, yeah, why not? Sure. Some nights are better than other nights. And again, that's atmospheric. The other thing is that it can be, with your little transistor, it can be very directional. You turn your radio in one way, and gee, you're picking up stations. You turn it in another way, and you're picking up nothing, or you're picking up another station. This is all very common in the ionosphere layer, and it's not about what the broadcaster is doing to send that signal. It's what the ionosphere layer is doing to it. That's why
I see.
That's why AM is so wonderful. That's why, you know, on an emotional level, we hate the thought of medium wave going away, because for those of us who are radio freaks, you know, you just love that at night, picking up the distant signals and all that kind of stuff. And, you know, there's some places like 800 was such a magical place on the dial because, you know, in one direction you were getting Radio Bonaire from the Lesser Antilles, and another direction you were getting CKLW from Detroit. And then if you were just right on another night, you were getting X-Rock out of El Paso, you know, Juarez. And so, you know, that was just a thrill when you could get all three, and those nights would happen. You know, so sure, AM is continually dependent upon the ionosphere layer at night, but they're not licensed for that.
I appreciate the explanation very much, and now I understand.
Yeah, oh, sure. Next time we'll talk about FM and sunspots. All right, thanks for calling. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Right. Take care.
Yeah, you too.
Now, bye-bye.
If you are a radio lover, I know you know the Sea Crane Company, at least you should. And Bob Crane, years ago, like many of us, was just disgusted with the reception on the radios that were currently available. And he said, I can do better. And he did with every radio he's made. And on top of that, all of them have unique and really neat features. And one of the nicest, and it's not terribly expensive, it's the CC Radio EP Pro, and it's really a throwback because I like that slide rule dial, you know, needle and dial tuning from the radios of yesteryear, so I can kind of, you know, zone in onto my frequency and all that kind of stuff. And the CC EP Pro will give you that. And it's really, like I say, a blast from the past. It doesn't have presets. It doesn't have anything digital. It's got a dial light. I'll give it that. It's got one button for power and button for that dial light. And no clock, no alarm. There is a tone switch and a bass and treble control. But for the most part, it is just radio the way you used to listen to it. There is the twin coil ferrite antenna, which makes AM listening just a pleasure. Sounds good, picks up more, just wonderful. And the FM is terrific as well. It's got a line-in jack, so you can connect your smartphone or for audiobooks and stuff like that, because it's got a nice speaker. So you can read all about it in the Sea Crane catalog. It's just simple, high performance, very simple, with an analog dial and digital performance inside. 888-87, that's my number. Never mind, don't call that. You can call me anytime, but call them, 800-522-8863. 800-522-2, and they've got the world's best customer service, so yeah, you could even call now. But if you can go online, even better, ccradio.com, ccradio.com. You look at that CCEP Pro. I think you're going to be impressed. Yeah, you can get it at Bi-Mart or Amazon for overnight shipping, that kind of stuff. But I'd say first go to the catalog, read all about it, ccradio, ccradio.com, the EP Pro. Or if you can't go online, do give them a call, and they'll mail you a copy of the catalog. And yes, you can order on phone as well. And that's 800-522-8863. You tell them Raleigh sent you from WGN Radio. WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. All right. 888-876-5593. So who is that? Yeah. And what is even common with the other two that we've played? All right. So after the news, I can tell already we're going to do some nightcap trivia with John and Gilbert. All right. I think I got my question already. But we got 40s movies with Lisa and Dundee. How's it going, Lisa?
Pretty good. How are you, Raleigh?
All right. I can't complain.
Shall I just say, this gun's for hire and call it a day? Or?
Yeah, right. There you go. So, along the same lines, Jeff Bailey, a former private detective played by Robert Mitchum, is operating a gas station in Bridgeport, California. He's recognized by a hoodlum from his past and is drawn back into his former life. What's the movie? It also stars Kirk Douglas, Jane Greer, and Rhonda Fleming.
Man, I do much better on love stories. what year is this from?
This would be, let's see, do I know, 1947.
Okay, and it's Robert Mitchum, so it must be like a film noir or something.
Yeah, Jane Greer, yeah, that would be it. And Kirk Douglas, yeah. Jane Greer, and Rhonda Fleming.
And he robs a bank?
Well, no, he's.
I don't think I know this one, but just say it again.
He's operating a gas station in Bridgeport, California, and he's recognized by a hoodlum from his past, and he's drawn back into his former life. And he had been in other stars, Mitchum with Greer in The Big Steel,
yes.
And Detour and Roadblock. Which were all interesting. And when Warner Brothers made 77 Sunset Strip, they paid homage to the story by naming the lead characters Jeff Spencer and Stuart Bailey. So that's how Jeff Bailey they got. But this was a 1947 movie, and you're giving up, are you?
This Gun for Hire Part 2?
It's called Out of the Past.
Out of the Past. It sure is.
Yeah, right, it sure is.
I mean, I know it. I can see it and everything.
Okay.
I just can't come up with these titles fast enough. There's something going on with my brain, Raleigh.
Well, it's probably called aging. I think we're all faced with the same thing.
Yeah, I think you're right. That's why I like to do this on Mondays, because it stimulates me. But, I mean, like, I've heard of that movie, of course.
Well, see, I've never heard of this movie. I've never heard of any of these movies. So,
I know.
I just read these words and hope they translate into English to somebody. So I'm glad when you say I've heard of that movie, I'm like, oh, thank God.
Oh, yeah, I sure have.
Glad to hear
it. All right, there's always next week.
Yes, there is. All right, thanks for calling.
Have
appreciate
good
it.
One. Okay,
all right,
bye.
So that's where we pick it up, because we got another 2 hours of Monday Night Trivia. We got Leah and Angel TV and Paul and Lost TV and Nightcaps Trivia. And room for you, too. I'll repeat the question again at the start of the hour if you missed it. And there's another bumper stumper coming up in moments here on WGN Radio.
You don't want me. It's so plain to see. I can tell by the way you're treating me. You run around and you have fun. Then you come to me when you're down. But it's so fine. To be with you. You stay out all the night long, and you say that, baby, it is wrong. I should have left you long ago, but I can't, because I know that it's so fine. Yeah, 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 so fine. Ha ha, but it's so fine. Yeah, 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 baba bebop. To be with you. To be with you.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. All right, so who is that? All right, well, they have in common with everything else that we played tonight. So I have a question, and you're welcome to try to answer it. It is a straggler, so if you don't, I'll answer it at the end of next hour. On the other hand, if you have any idea what the theme is of our bumpers, I'd love that. Or if you know our bumper stumper, that one's easy, actually, but what a great little record. 20 years ago, a major research study in the United States revealed that 39% of Americans describe themselves this way. What way? All right, so there you have it. Now, if you don't know my question, and it's not a particularly loved question for some reason, not a lot of guesses, and that's okay, because you can have your own category if you don't know the bumpers either. Just pick up something that you know something about, because everybody knows something about something. So, all right, with that in mind, Fran and Austin, welcome back to WGN Radio. Hey, Fran.
Hey, Raleigh, was that Laverne Baker?
Of course it was Laverne Baker.
I thought so.
Yeah, yeah. And she's the reason I picked the theme. Any idea what the theme is?
Oh. No.
All right.
I thought I did, but I didn't get it. She's the one that actually think, okay, no, that's not it.
Yeah.
Just for a second I was thinking, it's artists whose names end in O.
No. That's hilarious. No, it
obviously
is,
it's not. But I think the first couple, if I'm not mistaken, ended in O, and Gary and I both said, as long as it ended in O.
Oh, that's great. No. Uh-uh. But very, very nice, though. That's a swell guess. All right. Well, you certainly knew about Laverne, and if something else comes to mind, let us know, and we will add to your stash.
All right. Thanks, Raleigh.
All right. Thanks. Appreciate it. So 888-876-5593 would be 8888-Raleigh. And all right. Now, there are so many potential questions for John and Gilbert. So I was trying to debate what I liked best. And literally, like 13 things immediately flooded my mind. So you were a Nightcaps fan, were you?
Yeah, definitely.
Oh. All right.
As a kid living in, actually as a teenager living in New York at the time. And
oh,
I used
okay.
to be a regular listener to the Nightcaps.
You got the much later part of it. All right. Well,
yeah.
As you know, it started in February of 1964 on KSL in Salt Lake City. It wasn't called the Nightcaps at first. Do you remember the original name of the show?
Yes. The Other Side of the Day.
Absolutely right. And for part two, he decided on the Nightcaps because of the show that actually made him have the courage to ask for that overnight time to begin with. Do you have any idea what the show was?
On KSL, you mean?
No. He bought the time on KSL. Well, he didn't buy it, actually. It was a weird arrangement.
Right.
But he went to overnights. And they told him, by the way, if this fails, you can't come back to your afternoon show, you know. But anyway,
right.
But no, his vision was because of something that he had heard years earlier for years, and a similarly named show to the Nightcaps on another station.
Oh, it was on KFI, wasn't it?
Yes, it was. Oh. Do you remember the show?
I don't remember the.
Well,
I was living in New York at the time.
Yeah, no, you've already won. But it was
KFI,
Ben.
Really.
Yeah, it was Ben Hunter who used to have a show long before the Nightcaps were on the air called the Night Owl Show on KFI, and so
right.
that is exactly it. All right, good deal. Well, and here I am thinking, well, I don't want to ask anything too difficult, so I went for the easy things, but next week maybe we'll talk harder. All right, so you are a winner. Hang
maybe
on, John.
Can I play the organ?
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. Only if your name is Maggie and you're from California. But
yeah, I know. It's in mothballs now anyway.
Oh, what a shame. Yeah. All right, so hang on. Don't go away. All right, so Maggie would call and play. So would other people as far as that goes. But Maggie was spectacular on the organ during the latter years of the Nightcaps. All right, but yeah, it had an interesting history all the way around. And fascinating stuff. All right, so well, to me anyway. So let's see what we can do here with Leah in Marcus Hook. How's it going, Leah?
Oh, it's going good. How are you, Raleigh?
I can't complain. What's happening tonight?
Not much. Not much.
Okay, so you would like Angel TV Trivia.
Yes, please. Someday I'll get a question right.
Well, maybe this will be it. Darla uses a powder to make Angel constantly have dreams where she can communicate with him. What's the color of the powder? Yeah. Darla uses this powder. That's going to make Angel have dreams so she can communicate with him. What's the color of the powder?
Right. Was it white?
It was purple.
Purple. Oh, okay.
I expected you to get that.
No.
Well, there's always...
I remember her using the powder. I just never concentrated on the color of the powder.
Yeah, well, I thought it was interesting just because it was purple. So, yeah. In any event, we'll try it again next week.
Okay, thank you.
All right, good deal. Thanks, appreciate it, Leah. All right, so 888-876-5593. Now, let's see, what are we doing here? All right, we're doing this. And then we'll talk to Paul. I've got his Lost TV trivia coming up. John and Waukegan has a request. All right, Mark and Aurora, Star Trek, the original series. Yes, and there's room for you, too. Whether it's the bumper stumper, there's another one coming up. Maybe you'll know it. Or whether it's the theme, or whether it's my question, or whether it's whatever you know something about, because everybody knows something about something. So... think about it and call 888-876-5593 on WGN Radio.
Tears can't be hid. You want to flow day and night. Not a thing will be going right. Your nose will keep you in despair. You'll be pulling out your hair. Someday love will get you down. You're going to suffer the way you've done for me.
WGN Radio, I'm Raleigh James. So who is that? 1957 on Imperial. Yeah, and Dave Bartholomew and his wife wrote it. But who's the artist? 888-876-5593. And what does he have in common with everybody else? Yeah, with Laverne Baker and the Eldorados and the Moonglows. And one you haven't gotten yet, so I won't mention who did that. But, oh, you should have known. All right, so 888-876-5593. And my question, should you wish to tackle it? You know, you get half a dozen guesses. 20 years ago, a major research study in the U.S. revealed that 39% of Americans describe themselves this way. What way? All right, I'll reveal it at the end of the night. But the best part is you can have your own category. Sky is the limit on that. Everybody knows something about something, so come on. Paul in Buffalo Grove knows about Lost TV Trivia. So, hello, Paul. How's it going?
Yes, hello. Good this evening. Good, good.
Yes. Yes, so we'll talk about Lost. Who did Anna kill?
Oh, Anna kill. Who did Anna kill? She killed that guy on the top of the mountain. Goodwin,
yes,
Goodwin.
Yes, absolutely right. Goodwin it is. I'm impressed. All right.
Yeah.
So very, very good.
That one I recall very vividly.
I'm sure Anna does too. Of course, Goodwin's no longer around to recall. So there you have it.
Right.
I hope he got another job. All right. So very good. Hang on. We'll confirm your win. You're absolutely right. All right. So 888-876-5593. 8888 Raleigh. Like I say, I don't for the most part watch TV, and I never go to movies. But the times that I do watch it, you know, anytime I see somebody like getting killed or whatever, I say, oh man, I hope they have another job. I hope they were written out at their request. Yeah, otherwise it could be very ugly. All right, so 888-876-5593. That would be 8888 Raleigh. And Mark in Aurora, that's right, is going to do original Star Trek trivia. How's it going, Mark?
Good evening.
How are you?
I'm wondering if 39% of the people describe themselves as hip, H-I-P.
Oh, that's interesting. No, it is not.
That's okay.
Very nice, though. But
savvy?
No. Savvy? I like that. No.
Okay. And what was the... I used to listen to that Nightcap program. What was the name of the host?
Herb Jepko.
Yeah. Yeah, I kind of like that show because he consciously avoided being controversial. In fact, there was a caller one night who complained that he wasn't getting into any big issues, and he said, well, you know what? I just love to have people call and talk about their lives and what's going well and maybe what new insights they're gathering. I don't really want to get into politics and stuff. And if you want that kind of show, you're welcome to tune to another frequency, but that's not where I am.
Yeah, it's interesting because, of course, you heard it when it was on Mutual, and that was a train wreck. He should have never, ever taken that deal, but that's another story. Originally, this was KSL only, and KSL was a political pit for a lot of reasons, but they allowed him to have the overnight show. They wouldn't pay him, and they told him, because they used to sign off at midnight, and so in 64, he took it over, and they said, well, we won't pay you, and if this doesn't work out, you can't have your afternoon show back, and he says, fine. He made this a business from day one. You see, there was a little thing. In order to call the Nightcaps, you had to be a member. Now, it was absolutely free to join. But when you joined, you were part of the world's most efficient mailing list. And this was, again, February of 64 that he started this. And I'll tell you what, his widow, Patsy, was still getting money from the cancer care plan and the Medicare 105 plan from a couple people who still had those policies as recent as 10 years ago. It was unbelievable. But he built an entire industry around this. And long before...
Well, I was still living in the Buffalo area, and I don't even remember what station I listened on.
Well, it was whatever the Mutual affiliate was. See, that was the road to hell.
Yeah.
That's what bankrupted.
Well, that's what I don't remember.
Yeah.
It might have been WHAM Rochester. I'm not sure.
I don't know. I was involved with the show Chan, not directly, indirectly, through a friend of mine who was his marketing guy, Tom Bradshaw. And, unfortunately, and, you know, I mean, I always said I'd go to my death for being the one to recommend WBAL in Baltimore because that's where Mutual heard him. But it should have never happened. Because what made the show work was exactly why Mutual was going to make it a failure. And
I don't know, would you be able to look up what station near Buffalo?
I could probably find that. Remember, I have every issue of the WIC, so I could probably look at it just in the magazines. I have every one of them. But
that would be interesting to find out. It might have been WHAM Rochester, or it might have been something else.
It could have been anything. A lot of them were, small. Whoever was taking Mutual basically took the show. And, so he was the first, and that was Ed Little at Mutual who set that up. And then, 2 years later, they got rid of him, and they wound up using Long John and his wife Candy, Long John Neville, and his wife Candy, but then he died. He died fairly quickly of cancer, unfortunately. And so Ed Little had remembered that a guy named Larry King was really down on his luck in Miami and knew he could get him really cheaply. And so that's how Larry got there. But the Nightcaps was really sad because this was a thriving business before he made the deal with the devil. And it's a long, long story. But
and you were already haunting the airwaves even back then.
Oh, absolutely. I was haunting the airwaves. But
behind the scenes.
No, I was haunting. I was on the air when the Nightcaps were there, but not on the same stations.
Oh.
Yeah. No, I've been doing this since 67. So,
Yeah.
Anyway, that's the deal. But there's fascinating radio history in the Nightcaps and why it worked and how it failed and all that kind of stuff. But yeah,
Herb
Jepko. So, yeah. In fact, I was. Yeah. I say, I have every issue of the Wick, and I think I might donate it to a friend of mine who's got a great radio repository online, so he can just put them up for everybody to see.
Uh huh.
So, because you know, what am I going to do with it? And so, I've already given them an awful lot of stuff. So why not give them more? Anyway, Star Trek. Are you ready?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
What episode was the Vulcan neck pinch first filmed?
I think it was The Enemy Within, because I recall reading that Gene Roddenberry, you know, wanted Spock to hit someone, and Leonard Nimoy said, no, Mr. Spock wouldn't do that. And that was when they came up with the Vulcan neck pinch.
Yeah.
Because Spock protested and said, you know, my character wouldn't hit somebody.
True enough. So he used it on the evil Kirk in Engineering.
Yes. Yeah, the alternate Kirk, who was, you know, kind of a savage animal.
If you say so, but you're absolutely right. So, as usual, why should I be surprised? I am
well,
not.
Well, that was the point. That was the point of the episode, was that the alternate Kirk wasn't really evil. He was just the strong-willed animal side of Kirk that made it possible for Kirk to be a leader when his being was integrated.
Uh-huh. All right, then. Very good. And you remember this, so very good. Hang on, we'll confirm that address. And, and very, you know, like I say, I might as well be reading Swahili, but I'm glad you knew what it was. So very good, you know, because I'd really worry if I asked you questions and you said, you know, Raleigh, I don't have any idea what you're talking about. So I'm delighted that you do. So,
oh, then you'd say I was having a senior moment.
Well, no, I'd realize, oh, my God, I'm reading about the wrong series or something, you know. So, all right, hang on. Don't go. Yeah, always possible. Don't go away. So, yes, indeed. The evil Kirk, yes, got the Vulcan neck pinch. All right, then. I'm sure it was spectacular. All that and more. We have an hour and a half to go, and on Monday Night Trivia anyway, and there's something you know something about, a lot about. I'll ask you a question. That's easy. You're doing it mostly for the fun of it, as you know. So that's where we'll pick it up with Karen in Madison, and Diane in Chicago wants advertising. John in Waukegan's got requests. And I think Karen's guessing on our question. Finally, a taker on our question. 20 years ago, a major research study in the United States revealed 39% of Americans describe themselves this way. What way? 888-876-5593 on WGN Radio.
A spoonful of tea, not a knife, not a fork, but a spoon, baby, is good enough for me. Men lie for that spoonful.
Yeah, women die for that spoonful.
You know they sigh for that spoonful.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. All right, so who is that? Well, they have in common with everything else we've played tonight. Yeah, there's a theme here, which apparently is not becoming obvious. And however, bet you the artist will. I'm pretty sure it will. In the meantime, John is in Waukegan. So welcome back to WGN Radio. You have some requests, do you? John gave up. All right, John might have had some requests, but he didn't hang on long enough. And by long enough, he was hanging on quite a while. My apologies for that. All right, so let's find out about my question, shall we? 20 years ago, a major research study in the United States revealed that 39% of Americans describe themselves in this way. What way? All right, so Don in Buffalo Grove, what do you think?
Middle class.
What a nice answer. It's not right, but that's so well thought out.
How many guesses do I get?
Half a dozen. Go for it.
Okay. Caucasian?
No.
Muslim?
No.
I can't think of any other right now.
Well, if you do, you call me back. Thanks. Appreciate it.
Am I getting close?
I don't think so.
Oh, okay.
All right. Thanks. Okay. Appreciate it.
And one more thing.
Yes.
I'll call you during the week. I wanted to tell you about Monty and Rose.
Oh, all right.
The Piping Clovers. Do you remember them?
Yeah, absolutely. Definitely. We'll talk to you later in the week.
Okay, thanks.
All right, thanks.
Have
appreciate
a good night.
You. Bye-bye. Too. All right, so 888-876-5593. Karen in Madison, what's up tonight, Karen?
Hi. How about, I want to answer the question, okay. Suspicious?
No. Nice guess, but no.
Friendly?
No.
Selfish?
No.
Okay. Can I pick a category?
Yeah, absolutely. What do you know something about?
Is there a category for spelling?
Spelling? Okay.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I guess
so. I don't know if there could be one. I don't know.
Well, yeah, absolutely. Let's see what we can. We can do that. Now. That'd be too.
Open up the dictionary.
Yeah, this would be way too hard. I'm not going to ask that. All right, hang on. I'm going to get you. Yeah, because we're not going to ask you something about technical writing. We're going to interestingly talk about the most misspelled words. All right. And so we can do that, like mm-hmm. the most commonly misspelled word. And, yeah, people on Scrabble blow it all the time with this. So I've got the top 10 misspelled words. You give me any one of them and you can win.
Okay. So do I start now?
Yeah, just give me a word you think is one of the most 10 misspelled words. Mm-hmm.
How about all right?
Nope.
Or does that mean it's two words?
Well, yes, yeah. But I mean, again. Well, let's see. You're in Illinois, and so you're
Wisconsin.
Yeah, you're in Wisconsin. All right. So, what is the most misspelled word by people in Wisconsin? Most misspelled word.
Well, roof?
Believe it or not, the most misspelled word in Wisconsin is foreign, F-O-R-E-I-G-N, foreign.
Well, see, I'm not from here anymore.
Where are you from?
I got out of here when I turned 18.
Okay, so where'd you go?
Because I didn't like the tornadoes.
Okay, where'd you go?
I went to Washington and West Virginia and then Boston for 35 years.
All right.
That's why I know all those people, you know, like.
All right. What's the most what's the most misspelled word in Massachusetts?
They'd say wicked or something?
No, the most they know how to spell wicked good all the time. They spell wicked fine.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah. That's
becoming. The most misspelled word in Massachusetts is becoming. B-E-C-O-M-I-N-G.
Really?
Yep. The most misspelled in the entire state. And
misspelled. Yeah. I was thinking of their accent.
No. Most misspelled words.
I'm all mixed up here.
Oh, well, believe me, I can relate to that. But we'll talk.
Well,
you can be thinking about for next time. You can be thinking about the 10 most commonly misspelled words in the country. And if you give me one that is, you'll win.
Oh, yeah, I didn't answer the question yet, right?
Yeah, well, you what can.
Was it? Can you answer, ask it once more, and then I'll call back, I'll think and call back.
Oh, well, the question I asked is, 20 years ago, a major research study in the United States revealed that 39% of Americans describe themselves this way. What way?
Well, those are the ones that I already...
Right. Well, that's the question.
Night three.
Right. And that's the question. And you can have more, but that's the question. And then the other thing that I asked you, since you wanted spelling, I said, what are the ten most misspelled words in the United States? Give me any one of them, and you'll win.
Okay.
So you want to think about
and
that?
I'll think about that. And I already said, all right.
Yeah.
But that didn't matter.
No.
That didn't count.
Not so on the list.
I'll think and call back.
Okay.
I won't be out here cheating.
All right.
I'll think.
Good deal.
Out of
thanks.
My brain.
Good
okay.
deal. Appreciate
bye-bye.
It.
Bye-bye.
All right. So, okay. Yeah. So there is a top 10 of this. And you might be saying, Raleigh, where on earth would they get that? Well, it's an online word finding tool started with a list of 350 most misspelled words in the English language, writing down the correct spelling of words and the most common misspelling. Then Word Tips collected a sample of over 2 billion tweets from around the world and listed the word from each country with the highest percentage of misspellings. So then they repeated the process for every state in the United States. These are people clearly with a lot of time on their hands, and I hope it didn't get someone a PhD. So, yeah, and I Scrabble might have paid them. I don't know, but that's about it. So 888-876-5593 would be 8888 Raleigh. Diane in Chicago. How's it going, Diane?
All fine, thanks. How's it going with you?
Can't complain. So you want?
Well, I listen all the time, so I.
So you know.
Hear
yeah.
What's up and everything.
So here we go.
Yeah. Well, I was calling about the. I did get the catalog, by the way, just so you know.
Yay!
And I was looking at on page 10 is that EP Pro.
Uh huh.
And it says a 4D battery, so one could have. I guess you could plug it in.
Yes, you can.
Electric, right? And then
right.
You can. Okay.
You can.
So that would be the. Yeah. So that seems. Of them, there's quite a few choices in here.
Yeah,
I mean, you know, the solar radio and everything.
Right. I think the CC Radio 2E is a wonderful choice for a bedside companion. Just a wonderful choice.
Oh, 2E. This is CC Radio EP Pro.
And that's nice,
the
too.
The 2E.
Yeah, look at the 2E. It's on page 8.
I see it on page 8, right?
Yeah,
I see this,
yeah.
too. Okay.
Yeah. That, you can't go wrong with that radio.
Really? Okay, yeah. The EP Pro...
That's nice, too. But, you know, I like the EP Pro. Well, the difference is the EP Pro is all analog as far as, you know, needle and dial tuning, you know, rather than anything digital. It doesn't have any bells and whistles. It's just great if you're wanting to DX and wanting a fairly inexpensive but really powerful radio. But if you're looking for a really nice experience that'll give you, you know, a clock and an alarm and a timer and all those other little features, plus weather bands and all that and digital readouts.
Yeah. Then ham band, well, I don't know about ham radio or anything, but that doesn't interfere or anything with your listening, does it?
No, absolutely not.
Okay.
You don't ever have to listen to it if you don't want to listen to it. You can if you want to, but you don't have to. But anyway, so I'd look at the TUI.
I see, the TUI.
Yeah.
Okay, well, anyway, I was also going to mention, by the misspelled words, I would think restaurateur, they always put an N in there.
Yeah, you
in
know,
February.
They should on February. You're right, but I've seen that restaurateur a lot as well. That's not on their list, which surprises the heck out of me now that you mention it.
Okay, and also rhythm. The word rhythm is
right.
You forget how to spell it.
Yeah, and that's not on the list either.
It isn't? Oh, wow.
But when you hear it, I won't give it away because I'll let our previous caller call back with her guesses anytime next couple of weeks, and then I'll read them to you. Because a couple of them you'll say, yeah, I can see that. And then some of them you'll say, really? People are that damn dumb? But some of them you'll see easily where you're thinking, yeah, I get that.
Well, respiratory also.
Yeah.
They say respiratory instead of respiratory.
Right. And I think the reason that's probably not on the list
pronunciation.
It's because not that many people use it. Remember, if we're talking about misspelled, they're going to be pretty common words. How many people say respiratory? You know, I mean, you and I might,
right.
but most people wouldn't.
Okay, I see what you mean, common.
Yeah, they got to be things that people will say.
Okay, and then a guess on the other thing. Yeah. Trivia, I thought maybe I would make a guess on, would they be, say, accident prone?
No, I like that, though.
Okay, would they say reckless or careless?
Nope.
Or a bad driver? How about bad driver?
Nope. Oh, no one admits to that. You know, I've seen surveys on this.
You were shocked, you said, when you heard
it. Oh, yeah, I am shocked.
Maybe something like that.
I am shocked, but I would be more shocked if they claimed they were a bad driver, because even the worst drivers think they're great.
Okay, so they wouldn't even say they're a bad driver.
No, no.
Or admit it.
Absolutely not.
Think they were, even think they were.
You're kidding. They think they're Mario Andretti. No. So... All right.
Or what's his name? Can I do the advertiser?
Yeah, you ready?
Okay, yes. Thank you.
The Silver Bullet.
Oh, wow. I wouldn't know that.
Oh, you should.
If it's this...
The Silver Bullet.
In what context? Is there any phrase with it?
Well, no. You see, it's the Silver Bullet. I'll give you the whole category. It's a beer.
Wow, I wouldn't know that.
They did
either.
Commercials for years. Oh, shows you how they spent
on
their
TV?
Dollars.
On TV?
TV what, and radio. Wrote? TV, radio, and print.
Wow.
Yeah, they had another slogan before that they used for years. The surprise is how good it tastes. But the Silver Bullet was actually used more commonly than that.
And I remember the 50s when there were all these... You know, this would have been
80s, 70s and 80s.
Oh, well, I didn't have TV 80s. Even at that time, so.
Well, you could have had magazines, but the Silver Bullet was Coors Light.
Oh, nope, I wouldn't know that.
All right. Well, we'll try another one next time.
All right.
All right,
well, thank you.
Appreciate it. Good deal. All right, so yeah, that the Silver Bullet, and I tried to be easy. I thought that was one that pretty much everybody knew, but I guess not. So, but yeah, for years they used the surprise is how good it tastes, and the reason I know that is the guy who did the voiceover on that was Chuck Riley, and it originally was a 60-second spot, and they retooled it and made it a 30-second spot, and the only way they could manage to get everything in was to speed up the voice, and back then, if you sped up the voice, you also sped up the pitch, and so it literally did come out, the surprise is how good it tastes. And, you know, we laughed for years that he was making, in residuals, he was probably making about $50,000 a year on that one ad. And so he said, well, if they want me to sound like a chipmunk, that's fine with me. Money spends. But, yeah, they did that for a long time. But the Silver Bullet was fairly common in all their stuff. So 888-876-5593. We will we'll find out what's happening back at Master Control. And then Don and Beloit wants World War II planes. Gary and Austin wants radio trivia. Ruth and Gurney, Mr. Smith Goes to Washington. All right. Well, I can do that and more coming up on WGN Radio. WGN Radio. I'm Ronnie James. All right, so who is that? Why is that in the theme? All right, so 888-876-5593. You're saying, can you tell me anything at all about it? Well, maybe. Obviously, it's a group. And I could tell you that they were on Gone, one of George Goldner's labels, in 1957. So who are they? 888-876-5593. Gary is in Austin. So, Gary, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Well, hey, Raleigh. I've got a couple of quick nightcap stories.
Oh, good. Let's have them.
I called the nightcap show when they were on Mutual.
Mm-hmm.
And they... it was toward the end of the show, and we had just gotten ESS. So I was on hold for an hour.
Right.
You know, because I had, you know, various lines like, you know, how Art Bell did. Anyway, so I was on hold, and so finally Herb gets to me, and my call waiting goes off. And this person called me, and he hung up and called me back. And so here I'm trying to talk to Herb. So finally, I say, Herb, I have this system called call waiting, and this person's calling me. Let me go over there and tell them to not do anything. So I go over and I said, I'm on the nightcap show. Don't hang up. And so then I go back, and we continue our conversation. But we actually had a pretty good conversation, because by then you could tell if you were a long-time nightcap listener that he wasn't really into it. You know, he had a lot more on his mind that, you know, none of us listeners knew about. So but that was cool to have. I used to have it on tape, but tape meant its demise many years ago. But
now, interestingly, by the time there were the Mutual days, I wasn't listening to it. Did you have to be a member still to call?
No, he just went right to him.
Oh, see, it used to be you became a member and they sent you a little Nightcaps card. It was kind of a greenish card and it had a number on it. And that was your number. And so when you'd call in, they'd ask you what your number was. And that's how you'd get on the air. They'd know who you were and where you lived.
Oh, yeah, I do remember that now that you mentioned it. But, yeah, I think, yeah, by then they weren't doing it.
But, yeah, that's how they made that money. No doubt about it. So yeah, but the Mutual thing was just the worst fit in the world. And in fact, Patsy argued, Herb's wife, argued against it vehemently. But Herb took it, completely. And of course, to his demise, went from being a millionaire to being broke.
No, I was pretty happy when they were on KVOO for a hot minute.
Well, that was their first 50,000-watt station. You're absolutely right. And that was truly the Nightcaps long before Mutual. And they had a couple other affiliates beforehand, like a little station in Phoenix, you know, nothing with power. But in 69, they got KVOO in Tulsa, which had, obviously 50,000 watts. And then they got Cairo in Seattle a couple of years later. But yeah, KVOO overnights before Billy Parker was doing the trucking show was a real big thing for Herb.
Oh yeah, when the KVO went country, they didn't look back because they were, they were successful from day one.
Well, yes, exactly.
Over there.
But it was funny because I had a friend who lived in Houston at the time who ran a radio station there, and he had never heard the Nightcaps before. And he said, Raleigh, they've got their own area code. It's their own toll-free area code, 801. I said, no, that's the entire area code for the state of Utah, you idiot. But, but he really believed it. But as you know, Herb had several phone numbers for different areas of the country. And that's where Art Bell got that idea.
So. And I did hear somebody whistle themselves off by playing the organ. Wow.
Yeah. Oh, yep. Yep.
They hit 2600, and you can hear the sound. It was gone. Drop. It was so funny.
Yeah.
And Herb was talking about it. And,
yeah. Right. Yeah. That's great.
When you play certain frequencies on the organ, it can cause the phone lines to drop.
Exactly. Yeah. That's.
We just laughed about that for
I know. It was
a long time.
But that show, you know, if they had never gone to Mutual, they'd have been on for many more years, and that was a very effective sales tool, you know, having that membership list. And, of course, they had local clubs in each city. They called them nightstands, so people would get together and all that. And, go to the conclaves. I remember going to the conclaves. And I love some of their trips.
Right.
Yeah, I went to the Louisville conclave in 1974, but remember it well for some reasons I won't won't share. In any event, yeah, we'll just leave that there. Yes. I loved when he'd put together these trips because, of course, he'd put together these trips for these people who were like 90 to death. And John said, shut up right now. So hang on a minute. I'll tell you about the all riding, no walking tour of Hawaii coming up. Stay where you are and we'll go to the news and be right back on WGN Radio.
We were to stroll down the aisle together, made all our plans for joy. Were to be mine forever, and I was to be the groom. But you fell down the hill of love, made me so sad and blue. Now I know I've been jilted by someone who wouldn't be true. Oh yes, I know. Cause you told me so. Oh, well, I started to cry, and people shook their heads. I knelt down on my knees, and this is what I heard them say. Oh, yes, I know.
WGN Radio. I'm Ronnie James. Who are they? Yeah, I think nobody sounds quite like them, so if you know them, you should know them. Of course, you probably never guess why they're on this list, but they have something quite in common with everything else, and we'll reveal that at the end of the night as well. But that's your latest bumper stumper. Oh, yes, I know. 888-876-5593 is 8888. Raleigh, we're talking with Gary in Austin, actually, about the Nightcaps and a number of other things. But, yeah, Herb was very good at tailoring the commercials to the audience. So when he started the all-riding, no-walking tours, I thought that was positively brilliant and took people all over the country. But then, of course, like I say, while he was starting this show, they were just debating about Medicare. And, of course, it came in a year or so later. And, of course, the minute it did, Herb already had the Medicare 105 plan. I have no idea what insurance company he conned into that, but he was really, quite the forward thinker. So much for the Nightcaps. We are going to work on your question. Yeah. Now. Radio question, radio history. Here we go. As you know, Chuck Bloor was famous for color radio on KFWB. The reality is that he didn't invent it. Believe it or not, it was Pams who had first used the phrase in previous jingles. But interestingly enough, he used the term, but Pams jingles were not what KFWB used. So when KFWB debuted color radio, a very big deal, first full-time top 40 station in L.A., who did their jingles?
I think it might have been CRC.
Nope. Want another guess?
I'm trying to think who else was around back then.
You kind of have to know the backstory of why they chose the sound for the jingles they did to back into this answer. So don't think jingle companies.
Okay. This is fascinating. I'm not sure.
Okay. It was Sandy Green. Of course, anybody who's looking for somebody named Sandy Green, know that's Bob Sandy and Larry Green. But Sandy Green, they had, here's how it happened. Chuck was going to be the PD, and he and his general manager were called to New York suddenly. Kroll Collier was the owner, and they were a big publisher, very staid in all this, and they're going to engage in this Top 40 format. And Gordon McLendon actually went to them and said, Chuck Bloor doesn't know what he's doing. And tried to basically sell them on, get rid of him and we'll do this for you. So here, Kroll Collier calls Bloor and his GM Purcell to New York. And they sell him and all this stuff. So while they're there, this is like right before Christmas, no less, Purcell says, I got tickets to a play, we got to see a play. And so, you know, Chuck Bloor's like, I got to go home. No, you're going to see the play. Well, the play turned out to be, it had just debuted, everybody was talking about it, turned out to be West Side Story. And so they were both just blown away with the music from West Side Story. Well, on the way back from the airport, they hear a commercial for Mercury Cars, and it has that same kind of West Side Story sound to it. He said, that's it. Well, so they find out who was the ad agency for Mercury, and they find out who did the commercials, and it was Sandy Green. So they basically called him up and said, ever thought about doing a radio commercial? No. Well, you're gonna. And sure enough, they had a 24-piece orchestra, and they did the color radio spots.
Wow. Oh, that's very interesting. Things like that are interesting to me for some unknown reason.
Oh, yeah, me too. Absolutely. So that was the deal. And basically Chuck said, you know, I've written a bunch of stuff. I don't care if you use it or not. The only thing I care about is that whatever you do, it has to end with the call letters and the frequency. And that's got to be the musical logo. And whatever you pick, that call letters and frequency is our short musical logo. Always the same music. And so that's what they did.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
All right.
So now you know, Sandy Green.
Yeah, yeah.
All right.
Yeah, I do.
All right, Gary, thanks for calling.
Okay, thanks.
Appreciate it. All right, so 888-876-5593. As a Bob Sandy, that's S-A-N-D-E, by the way, and Larry Green, G-R-E-E-N-E, but Sandy Green. All right, so 888-876-5593 is 8888 Raleigh. And Ruth is in Gurnee, and she wants Mr. Smith Goes to Washington movie trivia. How's it going, Ruth?
And I stop complaining, I'll let you know.
Oh, okay.
And everybody who asks you how you're feeling,
yeah.
I figure that it happens so many times that I don't ask you how you're feeling because I'm already hearing it from someone else.
Indeed.
Now, I think about your program. Nightcaps was wonderful. I would have liked to have known them.
Oh, yeah.
But I was doing Franklin McCormick all night long.
Yeah.
So one of the most interesting things is at 13 years old, when I really first started to get to watch movies, because we had a TV, but we didn't use it because release from my mother with VA pensions for kids, and so you weren't allowed to have a TV. She always kept put a cover over the TV, and the welfare workers coming to check, they're coming, we can't have a TV. And I'd say to myself, well, anybody can tell that that's a TV with just a scarf over it. But when I was watching those movies, the old ones, the classic vintage movies, I developed a very strong patriotic avenue of approach for myself. I started volunteering with a precinct captain. I went over to do several things for gubernatorial campaign, Charles Percy, and also passing out literature for Barry Goldwater. There I am in my St. Mary's uniform and at the L station on 54th, just off of Cermak Road, passing out literature. And I had a whole bunch of little campaign buttons which had gold in them. And they walked away. I sure would like to have them now. But the Mr. Smith Goes to Washington is so interesting because it could instill a certain amount of patriotism. And the other thing I got to thinking about is this group called Sam and the Pharaohs. And I like to juxtaposition things. It's such a wonderful word. And the chorus, American Pharaoh, and I wonder if Sam and the Pharaohs had a hidden message in Pharaohs Washington.
I guarantee you not.
Inside of Washington.
Nope. Sam the Sham and the Pharaohs did not have any inclination whatsoever along those lines. I guarantee it.
Well, I never really listened to their music. I only knew of that name.
Yeah, Sam the Sham and the Pharaohs. So, all right, so let's talk about Mr. Smith Goes to Washington. And by the way, as you probably know, it was a real big deal in Europe because in 1942 there was a ban on American films, including in German-occupied France. So right before the ban went into effect, one Paris theater screened Mr. Smith Goes to Washington nonstop for 30 days prior to the ban. All right, but That's not our question. Here is our trivia question about Mr. Smith Goes to Washington. The story on which the movie was based was actually a book titled... That's your question. What is it based on?
I thought it was based on a person who was from Wyoming and in the Congress.
It was Montana.
Oh, okay. All right. I thought it was Wyoming. Okay. That was close, though.
Yeah. It was the gentleman from Montana, and it was an unpublished book by Lewis Foster.
Okay.
And that's what it was.
Well, I guess Mr. Trump is going to Washington, but I had one nice political story. How often do people run for political office? I would love to know what statistics are on that. I not only ran for political office, but twice, and got elected twice, and also put a slate together with an incredible venue of people running for mayor and trustee. But a lot of Americans don't take that brave walk for patriotism to get involved with politics. But I was 15 years old, and I was working in what I think was the Sherman House, a hotel in Chicago, with that wonderful College Inn. And how would I know that about 15 years old? But the campaign was over, and the Senator Percy had lost for that election. And so I was in, well, a kind of a campaign headquarters room, which was a hotel room, and a fella is sitting on the bed, and he looks at me, and he says, "How old are you?" And I told him I was 16. He was actually 15.
Okay.
Because my birthday was only a few days later. He threw up his arms in the air and said, "Get out."
Right.
"Get out."
Yeah.
And so I still remember his name to this day. Campaign manager was Tom Hauser.
Okay.
So take that Warren Township, Warren nursing home that had put me into the Alzheimer's ward. So interestingly enough, he looks at me and says, "How old are you?"
Yeah.
And I thought, well, I'm okay. I'm 16 years old. But his reaction was, "Get out now."
Yes.
It's interesting.
Yes.
He had this thing involving Epstein, you know.
Well, no, of course. And the best record about it is still jailbait, as far as Andre Williams.
Son. I've never heard that except for one of your greatest callers. And I'm going to do this as a tribute to him. When winter turns to summer, the moments we were glad to share will echo through the years. Now, wait a minute. And the sacred moments, Scotty and his God Bless Yous. What would you do if I requested a song from Jeanette MacDonald and Nelson Eddy?
It depends what the song is.
Oh, really? You would really entertain it? Something you would play?
Well, it depends what it is.
Because most of the time you turn down anything that is not the purest.
Well, but they had a wide repertoire.
And so there's much out there on that I don't know. So that's interesting, finding a song that would meet your approval for your given moment, you know, what you're doing in the way you put things the way you like them to be. Okay, so good night for tonight.
All right, thanks for calling. Appreciate it.
Bye-bye.
All right, yes, Jailbait, just a terrific little record. Yeah. That will take you out of circulation. I'm talking about that younger generation, so take my advice, fella, for goodness sake. 15, 16, 17, that's Jailbait. All right, so 888-765-5938-8888, Raleigh. And, yeah, we'll talk to James on the South Side next, because last week We ended the show, and we didn't even get his World War II trivia question. And I said, well, I'll tell you what. You can be our first caller, and I guarantee you, you will get a World War II question. And, well, he isn't our first caller, but he certainly is early enough that he gets his own question. And I have 120 best World War II trivia questions and answers, so the title of the article says anyway. And we'll ask one of them coming up in moments. We'll also talk to Don and Beloit, World War II plane, Sherry in Naperville. Go on a guess on how believe it or not... Yeah, I find it hard to believe, but 39% of Americans describe themselves this way? Who do they ask? All right, you'll see what I mean when you hear the answer. And you'll hear it tonight coming up on WGN Radio.
This is my story. I have no song on. Just a lone and broken heart. Just because I fell in love with you, I pray that you'd come back to me just to hear you. Say you love me, and we'll never, never part from you, Duba, 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 Duba.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. All right, who are they? Well, they have in common with everybody else we've played. Yeah, haven't even had a taker on that so far. Well, we'll see. All right, so now I said that James on the South Side would get preference over everybody after what we did to him last week. So, James, how's it going?
Fine. How are you?
All right, I thought we'd talk some military strategies.
Okay, but I first wanted to take at least a couple of shots at that straggler.
Oh, good. Let's have it.
Okay. Atheist or agnostic?
No. It's nice.
Okay. Is in a, open marriage?
No.
Okay. Is an independent?
No.
Okay. Okay. Is a vegetarian?
Nope.
Okay. Is completely disinterested in politics at all, completely?
Okay, apathetic, no. And six, big finish here.
Okay, basically, does not believe in the person, whoever's in office.
All right, so I'm going to hold it right there since those six don't work, and we'll come back with military strategies. Stay right where you are. We'll find out what's going on in the world at large, WGN Radio.
I was standing at the station with my head hung way down low. I was standing at the station with my head hung way down low. I had a funny feeling when I heard that SP blow. I started once to tell her, baby, don't leave me alone. I started once to tell her, baby, don't leave me alone. But when I fully decided
that old SB train was gone. Blow, blow, blow. Watching till the train vanished out of sight.
WGN Radio, I'm Raleigh James. So who is that? It's our second last bumper stumper. No one's thought about the theme. Not many people have guessed on the records. We got the Moon Glows out of the way and the El Dorados and Laverne Baker. I guess that's been it so far, interestingly. So what do you think? Now, we're talking to James on the South Side, who very well deserves his World War II question. And we're talking military strategies, which I know you know so well, James. So here's the question. What name was given to the 1943 operation intended to break the siege of Leningrad?
I am going to say, then it's to break the siege of Leningrad. Okay, was it,
it's one word, just one word, one syllable.
Is it Blitz? Oh,
nope.
No, not Blitz.
No Blitz.
I know this. I'm trying to think. Okay, it is. And it's not. And I know it's not. Okay, it's not Torch, because that's another operation.
Not Torch. Nope.
This. Uranus?
That's not one syllable.
No.
I gave you a nice hint here. One syllable.
Okay. Boom?
Nope. But you get six choices, so there can be five more coming after boom.
Okay. Ace?
Next. I mean, it's the only kind of clues I can give you is it was the name of a record label owned by Lieber and Stoller, but that won't help you very much.
No, because I don't know Lieber and Stoller too well.
Yeah, right, exactly.
Okay. Let's see. It is not. It's not kick. No, it's not that. It's.
Let me know when you're giving up. Let me know when you're giving up.
Okay, I will. I can picture and I just can't quite get it. I can almost picture the word, but I can't. Get it around my head.
Okay, well, I can picture the record label. The Robins were on it, among others. It's Spark. 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 That was the name.
Yeah, I should have kept on going down the everything from boom to and I would have gone to Spark.
You think so?
Okay. Eventually, because I would have, if I had gone down that trail, I would have basically had to say, okay, one silver would have had to say that.
Well, yeah, by Thursday, Okay, so well, anyway.
Yeah, but we can't have that happen.
Yeah, yeah. No. But it was a nice try.
Yeah. Oh, I was going to take just a wild guess at what a common theme of the is it the same arranger or producer?
Nope.
Or maybe composer?
Nope.
Hey, I'll see you tomorrow. Then.
Okay, good. Thanks for trying. Appreciate it. Yeah, and I will reveal the theme. And like I say, Laverne Baker actually inspired it for me. Well, Carol inspired it for me because she does the world's best show prep. And when I read that, I said, oh, man, there's my theme. All right, so we'll be reviewing all of that. In the meantime, and I'll review 20 years ago, a major research study in the U.S. revealed that 39% of Americans describe themselves this way, what way, and all I could say when I read this is, my God, who did they interview? But we'll leave you to determine that. So 888-876-5593 is 8888 Raleigh. Tommy is in Chicago. What do you think, Tommy?
Hello, Raleigh. How are you?
All right. How about yourself?
I'm okay. I'm having a great time listening to you. And as I thought, two weeks, non-binary.
Oh, I like that. That's not right.
Uh-oh.
Yep, that's not even close.
Well, I got, oh, no. Well, I wanted to thank you for giving me another artist that was on the Gone label.
Oh, yeah.
I knew the Belores, but I've never knew any other artists.
You don't know any other artists on the Gone label?
Well,
I'll be happy to tell you because no one's going to get it. The Willows were on Gone.
Okay. Willows.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yes, I know.
Is that the Jewels?
Well, and the Jewels, yes. Oh, yes, I know, is the Jewels, 1954, on the R&B label.
R&B.
Yeah, that one. But hey, you redeemed yourself. Oh, yes, I know, is the Jewels.
Who owns that? Who owns that label?
Oh, the R&B label? Let's look that up. You know, I never bothered to. It isn't the cutest label, but I've got several records on it, and it's pretty weird. But let's see. Jewels. Oh, yes, I know. What I'm going to do is look at the record. It's the easiest way. Yeah, R&B, and they spell out and.
R&B.
Yes. Okay. Released by National Music Sales Corp of Hollywood, California. All right, now let's see if we can find out who the heck that is. R&B. Nope, just Hollywood. That's all I got. So now we'd have to look up National Music Sales Corp of Hollywood.
Well, you got technique.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, you know, when all else fails, they were incorporated at some point. So I'll look at the old corporate records to see who signed. But yeah, I don't know. Chuck Higgins was on that label. That's probably the other than the Jewels. Chuck Higgins is probably the only person I can think of offhand.
Can I get on your nerves for just 1 second?
Oh, sure. Go right ahead.
Raleigh. Have you ever considered stand-up?
Oh, yeah. Are you kidding? At this age, it would definitely be sit-down, but no.
You killed me. When you played, what's that girl, the Japanese Wing, when you played Wing, the song made me laugh, and your comments made me cry continuously.
Oh, well. Well, yeah, she was...
I'm still laughing at that one.
She was rather painful, yeah. And, you know, the thing is, somebody paid money for these records. And see, those are the people I think we need to check.
You kidding me again.
Well, good
I
to
cried.
Talk to you. All right, Tommy, glad you called. Thank you. Oh, yeah, hang
Thank
on.
You so
we'll, much. We'll add to your stash because you knew the Jewels. Don't go away. All right. He absolutely knew the Jewels. And not the same Jewels who did Opportunity. Of course not. All right. So these were the Jewels. Yeah. All right, so we're going to get to Fred in Huntsville. He wants to do 1976 charts. We can do that. Don wants his World War II planes, of course. And Laura wants Beatles trivia. Well, get down with your bad self. And Sherry in Naperville is going to guess on our trivia question. Well, let's see what she has to say about that. So, Sherry, before we go to your break, we'll ask you, so what do you think?
Hi, Raleigh.
Hey, Sherry.
So I have a few guesses.
All right.
My first one is, because you said you call them believers in your circles you hung out in.
Yeah, I
can. Non-white?
No.
Well, because I know that eventually we became, the whites became the minorities.
No.
Single?
No.
Okay. Unemployed, because I remember, like, Montgomery Ward's closed and everything else. Mm-hmm. Homeless?
No.
Single mothers?
No. One more, big finish.
Yeah, I know, I know. David, do you remember any others that I said? What are they? Oh, no, that's what I thought of in the kitchen. Right.
No, they did not describe themselves as rats.
No, no, no. Well, my other thing that just from... No, I'm not going to say that, David. I would say, but I don't think census covers this area, but bisexual?
No.
Okay.
And sure, why not? All right, so...
I got one more question.
Yes.
You know when you say everybody knows something about something?
That's true.
Okay, so if I think I've identified, like Leia does musicals and other people do World War II planes and World War II trivia, would it be difficult if I said the Sound of Musical Instruments and not the ones that were like prehistoric or anything like that, like common, like what would be in a band or an orchestra, the sound of, you know, like, would it be hard to find? Because I don't want to make you do...
Well, it's not a question hard to find. I can't even understand the concept.
Like, if you played a instrument off of whatever, like if it was a guitar or a clarinet, and there's multiple types of clarinets or multiple types of flutes, and there's oboes and English horns and different types of string instruments, if you played a sound... for like four bars or whatever, and I could identify what musical instrument is making that sound.
Yeah, that's no. We're not going to have an audio.
Okay, so that would be too hard. All right.
Yeah. All right, good deal. Think
I'll
of something
keep
else.
Thinking about it.
I'll count on it. Okay, thanks. All right,
bye.
So 888-876-5593 is 8888-ROLLIE. Now, like I say, we'll get Beatles trivia with Laura and Willowbrook. I've already picked out the question. We're going to do 1976 June charts. Already picked out the charts. Annette's got some guesses, so we'll be up to her first. And then Donna Beloit, World War II planes. Of course, and yes, in the waning moments, there's probably no room for you. But keep listening on WGN Radio. Different than you might otherwise know them, but they're familiar to you. They're a duet. All right, so 888-876-5593. And in moments, I'll reveal it all and the theme, but we're going to see what we can do to get through all of your questions first. So please be brief. All right, Annette and Carol Stream wants to take a guess on 20 years ago. Major research in the U.S. revealed that 39% of Americans describe themselves this way. What way? Hello, Annette. What do you think?
Hello. I have been thinking about this, and I don't know if anybody's guessed these yet. I'm going to say open-minded.
No.
Kind.
No.
Strong.
No.
Smart.
No.
Or intuitive.
No. Oh, they're, no. They're all so lovely. I like them all, and they're not even close.
Thank you.
All right. Thanks for trying.
Okay.
Appreciate
bye-bye.
It. Yeah, it's like, I'll still say, who the hell did they ask? All right, so that's just me. All right, so now, Laura in Willowbrook, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Hi, Raleigh, thanks. But
oh, sure.
I changed my mind on the category. I'd rather just answer your main question.
Okay, well, I had Beatles trivia, but that's okay. Go ahead and answer my main question. Go for
yeah.
it.
Yeah, because I thought, what was I thinking? I don't know the Beatles that good.
All right, so what do you got?
Well, I'm thinking it's something really funny. For some reason, I hear that it's a funny answer in your voice. My first thought is alien.
Nope. Next.
Okay. The person's everybody's obese.
Nope. Next.
How about overweight?
Next.
They're an angel.
Next.
They're a hippie. There's still hippies around.
Next.
That's all I could think of.
All right. Thanks for trying. I appreciate it. All right.
Thanks,
so now with that in mind, let's see. We're going to talk to Don in Beloit for his final World War II trivia question. How's it going, Don?
Good, good.
All right.
Everybody thinks they're bad.
All right.
Evil.
So, no, they
no.
don't. And it's not that.
Broke.
All right. All right. So here we go.
All right.
What aircraft was known as the Stormbird?
Oh, my goodness. Stormbird.
Yeah.
That doesn't make any sense to me. So I'm guessing it might be a German thing.
Yes, and the fighter versions had a different nickname.
Oh.
We just need the English translation of it. You don't have to give me the German words. And actually, just give me the plane. You don't even have to worry about that. Stormbird, what plane was it? All right, I'm going to have to cut you short because I'm running out of time. It is the...
190, that 5-12 190 mean?
ME-262.
Good,
all right,
good,
till later.
Good. Okay.
Okay, good, okay,
okay,
bye. All right, so now, I want to do charts, but first I want to get some of this out of the way, otherwise the show will end and you'll kill me. All right, so 20 years ago, a major research study in the U.S. revealed that 39% of Americans describe themselves as born again. What? All right, Barna Research Group reported in American Demographics, March of 2003. 39%? Yeah, all right, well, so no comments on that. Now, next thing is, let's talk about what we played. And we had the Moon Glows, Don't Be Afraid of Love. And then we had the Eldorados, Bim Bam Boom. Maurice Williams did Being With You, Laverne Baker, It's So Fine. Smiley Lewis, Someday. Etta James did Spoonful. The Willows did Let's Fall in Love. The Jewels did Oh Yes, I Know. Jean and Eunice did This Is My Story. Ivory Joe Hunter did SP Blues. And it was the Teen Queens who did I Miss You. Now, so what do they all have in common? Well, that's where I say you kind of got to look at this day in history and see what Laverne Baker was doing when she contacted Congress, because she was mad as hell and she wasn't going to take it anymore. And what it was at the time, some of the best R&B records, what was happening is immediately white covers for greater exposure on the air. White covers were released, and that pretty much knocked the originals off of the charts, or maybe they didn't even make it on the charts. And so what I played was, we'll talk, by the way, tomorrow night more about the letter she wrote, but what I played was 10 of them and what records they lost that way. The Moon Glows did the original Sincerely. The McGuire Sisters went to number one in 1954. The Eldorados did At My Front Door. Pat Boone went to number seven in 1955. Maurice Williams did the original Little Darlin'. The Diamonds went to number two in 1957. Laverne Baker did Tweedly D. Georgia Gibbs went to number two in 1954. Smiley Lewis did I Hear You Knockin'. Gail Storm covered it number two in 1955. Etta James did The Wallflower Dance With Me, Henry. as the Georgia Gibbs would call it, number one, 1955. Church Bells May Ring by the Willows by the Diamonds, number 14 in 1956. The Jewels, the original Hearts of Stone, that was covered by the Charms, an R&B group. And then the Fontaine Sisters, number one in 1954. Gene and Eunice, Kokomo, covered by the Crew Cuts, number six in 1955. Ivory Joe Hunter, I Almost Lost My Mind, covered by Pat Boone, number one in 1958. And Eddie, My Love, covered by the Cordettes. And both the Teen Queens and the Cordettes came up with it in 1956 at number 14. So that was our thing. Oh, and we just lost our Huntsville caller. Oh, well, next Monday night, call me back because I look forward to doing charts. But that pretty much is a wrap, and I'll have all that on the website. And tomorrow night is a full show starting at 10 o'clock Central, so that's 21 hours from now. And until then, that's a wrap. We thank Adam for keeping us on the air and John for screening your calls. But most of all, I thank you for calling. Couldn't play trivia without you. I'm Raleigh James. It's WGN Radio.